Well, thank you to attending this workshop today. And the idea of this session is to present the methodological approach and the results that we really have obtained in this project in terms of how we implementing training material for reskilling future engineers in terms of sustainability. As we have previously presented in the two previous sessions, really the objective that we have in this project is effectively in some way to integrate sustainability into engineering education. For that, we have created a set of innovative learning material, learning practices, all of them based in educational open resources, always having in mind that these resources should be evidence-based, competency-oriented, and aligned with the 2030 agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals frameworks. In terms of the Work Package 3, that is really the work package in the project that implement in a practical way this material, the final objective is embed with the materials that we have created the sustainability into the core of the engineering education, ensuring that all the resources that we are providing are applicable across different educational environments. So to do it, this we made we follow a three-stage methodological approach. The idea is to be very practical, to have a methodological landscape in which we can create a specific teaching material, taking into account the differences that we can find in the different educational environments. So the first step in this methodological approach really was the work that just Dominique have explained, is the work that we have done in the Work Package 2. And really the objective and the importance of this work is to understand very well what is the current landscape in terms of sustainability and teaching with focus in engineering. So with the comprehensive literature review, with the interviews that we have made in Work Package 2, really we have a clear vision of what is the current situation in terms of facilitators, in terms of barriers, in terms of needs that the current engineers has to apply sustainability concepts into their daily activities. Using these findings as part of our work, we have created this framework based in knowledge, skills, and attitudes principles. And with all the work that we have collected from Work Package 2, we have made some kind of mapping with the standards that we found currently in terms of educational context in engineering. The objective is really try to find a way that the findings that we have from Work Package 2 really could be applicable in the same areas and in the same environments that the relevant documents and the relevant standards in education establish. One of the findings and one of the first steps when we're starting to create this practical material was that we realized that one of the barriers that we find in the previous activities is really the traditional model to see sustainability for engineering education is based in three overlapping pillars in which nature, society, and economy really coexists in a balance. So when we analyze the barriers and the needs that we find and this standard that we mentioned previously, we see that we need to change the way in which these elements, these domains are interrelated. So in our vision, we put economy at the core of the of the relationship. It, and economy sits with the objective to serve society. The society depends on the well-being of the people and the communities that are involved in there. And really the nature is set the physical and ecological limits of the in which the society and economy should operate. So taking into account this innovative vision of a relationship between these domains, we present the vision of the of what engineering education needs to become in order to face the future challenge of sustainability. In this vision, for us, engineering is an interaction between innovative ideas, scientific knowledge and experience, but this vision should be enriched with different additional dimensions. First dimension is inclusive because really engineering should be should take into account the difference between different societies and different areas in the society in order to take into account in the solution should be multidisciplinarity, disciplinary and interdisciplinarity, and of course international, because really sustainability problems cannot be solved only for one discipline or only from one country. And the third one is the innovation, because really the engineers should keep in pace with the technological and societal changes. At the same time, we emphasize that the development of the systematic thinking of engineering that will be possible, that then solve the current society problems with the sustainability vision should be critical, creative, and holistic, with a clear ethical sense and responsibility. With this element, we have created the foundation of our frameworks. The framework follow a committed structure with three levels of integration of the knowledge that is basic, advanced, and integrative. And with this pedagogical model, we have defined 12 sustainability compensates that we group into four thematic clusters. Once we have defined these 12 sustainability compasses and we have the definition of each of them, we have created a set of workshops in which we collaborate experts in different areas in order to really create activity ideas, methodological approaches, content that really is practical for teaching environments. After this workshop, we obtain a compendium of four elements that will be the basics of our framework. First of all, was the competencies, these essential competencies on sustainability that should be integrated in the learning environments, a taxonomy of knowledge areas and skills, that is a classification of skills mapping with the competencies development. Then this progressive structure in which we create the materials and the resources for learning from a progressive a knowledge integration, and finally a compendium of learning methodologies that really could adapt the material that we have in terms of different characteristics of learning. So going a little bit in detail of these elements, here we have the competencies and the thematics modules. As I previously mentioned, we have these 12 competencies grouped in these four modules that cover all the relevant themes that we discovered in the first stage of the methodological approach. We have also these description of knowledge classification in terms of what are the different aspects that should be covered with the modules that we previously saw, and the skills, both technical and transversal skills, that the engineering should be adhered during the training. Finally, here is the comparison between our Go receive a nodule adquisition and the Bloom taxonomy that is in which is based the framework. We have, as I said previously, three levels. Basic, that is just to high order thinking, not just to know what are the concepts and to understand a little bit how they are connected. Then we have the second level, that in which really the student apply this knowledge to specific problem solving, and finally an activity integration in which really we have a system thinking, really they are integrated all the concepts and can apply to any kind of real life project. Finally, we have these methodologies. We have 22 methodologies that really cover any kind of environmental learning aspect. We have methodology that could be applied to digital or in-class methodologies and for hybrid aspects. How we can see all these elements into practical aspects? We really implement some practical guidelines that are currently available in our webpage. In teaching and learning resources, we have a pedagogical guideline in which we explain what is the basic of this framework and how you can adapt this framework into your specific learning environment. And we have also practical activities and material for each of the modules that we have explained previously that cover these 12 competencies. The guideline is available online, could be downloaded, and also could be navigated online. Each of the modules present this guideline with the main objective of the module, what is the type of competencies that we are collecting, and the timeline that the teacher should be applied to be to apply the elements into the teaching class. Here is an example of how we can navigate.
Sorry, Patricia, just to draw your attention to time, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, just finalize. This is another sample. And just to say that now we are evaluating the material with the universities that are involved in the project, with the involvement of more than 200 of students and 40 teachers. For evaluation, just to say that we are following a KitPatKit models that really is an incremental evaluation process, and now we are in the reaction that really we are only evaluating the satisfaction and engagement of the participant with the materials that we are evaluating. We are using validated instruments for both for students and teachers. In terms of the students, we are using a student satisfaction questionnaire that evaluate the content quality, the relevance, and the usefulness. And for the teacher, we are using the teacher reaction questionnaire that evaluate the perception of the materials and implementation experiences, and also the satisfaction with the materials. This is the results that we have now. In terms of the students, we have more than about 400 students involved, and really we have very good results in terms of satisfaction with the materials. You can see here an example of one of the questions that really most of the students are very agree or very satisfied with the materials and with the content that we use it. In terms of the teachers, we have here the results. We have now 26, but during this week we have more teachers involved in the process. And here we can also highlight that the teachers is also very satisfied with the quality and with the usability of the materials. And this is all for my side. If you have any question, I'm very happy to answer to that.